Attention, please. Passengers are reminded that someone else is doing the driving for a change. That's right, you're off the hook. So, what's it going to be? A book? A podcast? How about a cheeky snooze? Go on, why not? You time again. Enjoying the ride again. Travel by train again. Nothing connects us to the people, places and things we love like rail. Let's get back on track.
Deezer. Originals.
Hey kids, you are listening to a Deezer original podcast. A better sound for Europe. Today, tomorrow, and on Wednesdays. Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Mark thought it would take an hour or two.
I did.
Joe thought more.
True.
It only took 2 seconds because we live next door. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello, oh no, and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. What's going on? We're going on. So get on us and ride around with us until you've got to where you want to go, then alight and move on with your day-to-day activities. But what is the Horn Section Podcast? We are. Who are we? Well, on drums, it's Ben Reynolds. Ben, please play Big Bum. Oh. I said bum instead of drum.
Better.
Is it better?
Please play Big Bum.
Big Bum. Okay, well, for now I will replace drum with bum. Ben, please play Big Bum, Small Bum and Round Flat Metal Bum. Then repeat with flourishes. Oh, yeah. That's Ben, a superb cook and a very nervous driver. On bass, it's Will Collier. Please play CBAD, then repeat with flourishes. Do the flourishes. Just let it fade, probably. Let it fade out. Is that the sort of thing that musicians will find funny?
It's not funny.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
Very serious. Mm. It's quite poor.
Will, they're very a nervous poor. Cook and a superb driver. On piano, it's Kelvin. No.
Ed.
Ed, of course, a temporary pianist. Ed, please play us 6 notes that sound great after one another and then a surprising one. Thank you. Ed once met all the members of the Kaiser Chiefs in 4 different counties in one day for charity. He raised £85, and that money went to a great cause. On saxophone and guitar, it's Mark Brown. Let's go for guitar, Mark, because otherwise it'll be the saxophone. Please play something funky and sad, and I'll introduce you, and then you carry on, and we'll bring the little man in. Here we go. Funky and sad. It's quite a sad podcast so far. That's good. That sort of thing, Ed. Mark Brown. He loves flying, absolutely loves flying, but he's terrified of checking in, so he holidays in the UK. Finally, on trumpet, it's the Joe Auckland. Just fill in the gaps in his bit, and I'll tell a little story about your trousers. Joe Auckland, he's got a convertible pair of trousers. You can turn them into shorts if it's too hot. Stop! Right, so there we go, we're all here. Let's see how we all are. On the count of 3, shout out how your life is going with a score out of 10. 1, 2, 3.
8.
8.
So what was the lowest? We had what was you, Mark?
8.
8. Joe was quite high, was it?
I wasn't really listening. I just shouted hard. Then I heard everyone else shout a number and realised I probably should listen. I've had a hard day.
You've got 8 hard. Ben, what did you shout?
7.
7. Will?
I said 6, but 6. Is it too late to change?
No.
There's 7.
Ed?
I said 8 as well.
So the 2 lowest is Ben and Will. Will, why 7?
I don't know.
I mean, we were all thinking it was going to be lower than that. Am I right? We all thought it would be lower than that for Will?
Because I'm here with you guys.
That's brilliant. How can you improve that score?
Go home.
What's the lowest it's ever been?
0. That was the day I was born. It's just got better and better since then.
I would have shouted 10. Okay, and just to say, I've never been sad. I've been hungry and too hot, but never sad. Well, as always, we have a guest for this podcast. Someone to hang our stuff on, like a coat rack or some hooks or a tree that you're going to decorate with Christmas stuff or just fairy lights in the summer. And today that guest is quite simply Tim Key, the poet, Virgo, and sometimes toppy person who you may or may not have seen before or heard of. And he's here early. Welcome, Tim Key. Tim Key. Tim Key. Tim Key. Tim Key. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Alex.
Alex.
So this is just where we bed in. Welcome to the podcast. Are you going to be rubbing your legs throughout?
Yeah.
You have to do more than nod on this podcast.
Oh, yes. I'll rub it a bit. Ah. Look.
What? No? Well, welcome to the podcast.
It's not going
to
rub itself. Go on.
No, why will it? I think there must be a way a leg can rub itself. I think it probably could. Look, it is rubbing itself. A leg can rub itself. So, Tim, welcome to the podcast.
Turn up for the books.
Mm-hmm. Any questions before we start?
No, you started, haven't you?
Yeah. So, did you ask me any questions before we started? No.
Yes, I did.
No, you asked me.
I asked you if there was.
A fee?
No. I asked you which pizza had the least amount of glass in it, because there was glass in the pizza.
We had a pizza this week.
Today?
Yes, but we also had one last week. Just want to make sure. Okay, so, right, so before we start draping our musical belongings all over the stubbly bard, we're going to sing a song. Joe's going to sing a song, aren't you, Joe?
Yes, please.
I'll tell you what, we'll do a quiz first, and then we'll sing the song. The quiz is called Soup or Lard. Okay? And the song is called Sue Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
So the quiz goes like this. Have I written down soup?
Is it worth saying that Sue Pollard again might be a punchline?
Oh, don't worry so much.
Maybe do the game after.
If you worried less, you'd get an 8.
What's he mean again?
Last week, I ruined two of the features by blurting out the punchline. Mm. You were the one who said I should do a quiz called Soup or Lard.
Yeah, I thought you could do it after the song.
I've done it before the song.
Right, well, that's my issue with it.
Mm.
As I've made quite clear.
I've written down that you had an issue in the first part of the podcast. Does that make you happy? Will?
Yeah.
I think you're getting on Will's nerves.
I expect so. Have I written down soup or lard? Sorry. Are you all right, Ben?
Yeah, I thought I'd dramatise it a little bit.
Oh, right. That's a good one. Okay. Have you written down soup or lard? Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Soup.
Yep.
Yes!
Oh, I love that game.
Oh, let's play it again then.
Ah.
Right.
Okay. Round two.
Tim. Oh. Have I written down soup or lard?
Soup.
Always soup.
Yeah. One more. One for the road.
Best of three.
Yeah. Can you write lard?
I've written my answer.
Okay.
Tim, have I written down soup or lard?
Soup.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so now... let's have your song now, Joe, shall we?
Yes, please.
What's the punchline?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, let's find out if we ruined the song.
Oh, and is Ben going to dramatise the song?
Oh, yeah, good question. Boys. Do you want to ask?
Yeah,
you can ask him.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Ben?
Yes?
Are you going to dramatise the song?
Yes, please.
Drum roll.
I went on a date with Sue Pollard. She didn't have her glasses on. Thank you. She walked in to a bollard and fell into a pond. The thing with their old pollard is she's actually quite shy. She won't wear her glasses so she won't get recognised. I suggested lenses, but that just made her frown. She also refused surgery on religious grounds. I became quite worried, 'cause she lives in a clifftop house. So I moved myself in there, but I am just her carer, not her spouse.
Well, I don't know about you, but I didn't like that one. So, Tim. Hello, Tim. You've met the band before, of course. You know their names. You've met their partners. But do you know their partners' names? Well, let's find out. Ed, can you play something that sounds a bit like it could be from Blind Date, but isn't? Okay, so a bit like Blind Date. Don't think about it too much, Tim. Mm-hmm. So what we've got here, we've got five partners to get. We're not including my wife. Mm-hmm. Five partners to get. You get a bonus point for any
children. Your wife's called Rachel.
Yes, you don't get any point for that. Five partners to get. A bonus point for any children's names you can chuck in. If you get four or more, you've passed. And I'll give you a T-shirt.
Oh. Hmm. What size?
XXXL. A naughty T-shirt.
It's my kind of language.
Mm-hmm. So we'll start with Mark. And you'll get this one because you went on a date with her.
Ah.
What's Mark's partner called?
Oh, the delightful Esther. Mm. We went and watched Dylan Moran do a work in progress.
Mm.
True, all true. Mm-hmm. Correct.
All now, true, nothing
get a bonus
false.
Point. Bonus point for Mark's child.
Woody.
Correct. Woody. Not two.
Dear old Woody.
I'm going to raise the passing bar to six. Because of the confidence in your face, voice and leg. Rubbing itself again. So we move on from Mark to Joe. What's Joe's partner called?
Claire.
That's more like it. So we're still on two. Does Joe have any children?
No. He's got a boat.
He doesn't even have a boat anymore, I'm afraid.
He hasn't got a boat anymore.
Sold the boat today.
Oh, today? Mm. Who to?
Angus Hawkins.
Ah. Why mentioned Angus Hawkins?
I asked him a question.
I know, but we got to get on with things.
Bald man?
Is he a bald man?
No.
Oh.
Tell us what type of hair he's got.
Same as yours.
Lovely. Brown.
Pretty much.
Brown. Brown hair.
Brown hair. Ben's partner, please.
Pauline.
We are going to lower the pass rate back down to four. Has Ben got any kids?
Oh, Pauline West.
Has Ben got any kids?
No.
No. Has he got a boat?
Nope. He lives in Walthamstow.
Still on 2 points. What's Will's partner called?
Claire.
Has he got any children?
Nope.
He does.
Yes, one.
What's it called?
Adam.
Oh, he needed that. Needed that. So this is now just for honour and glory and respect. Ed's partner, what's she called? He's taking his time over this one. Feels like Claire's coming out again. No, is it going to be Claire?
Mrs. Hughes.
Close.
2.5.
Oh.
Out of a possible.
And the does he have any children question?
Oh, does he have any children?
No.
No?
Not yet.
I'll tell you what, if you and Ed both say the name of the child, if you were to have a child, what it would be, if you both say something along the same lines, you get a point.
I'm guessing what he would call his child.
You both guess what he would call his child.
Okay, right.
I'll count to 15 and 15. Then say the name.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Ace.
Kevin.
Mm. So you're stuck on 2.5.
Where's Ace Kevin?
Okay, well, I enjoyed that as a start to the interview, but are you hungry?
Yes, not too bad.
Mixed messages there.
I had some pizza before.
Last week. Well, let's move on to your work. Can I have some work music, please? Yeah, why not guitar? Why not guitar and bass? But 3 seconds of guitar, 3 seconds of bass, 3 seconds of guitar, and so on. Yeah, that's it. Okay, let's talk about your work, Tim. Mm. Poetry. Still writing them?
Churning them out.
A lot of interviewers ask things like, where do you get your ideas from?
Mm-hmm.
Or where do you do your writing?
Mm-hmm.
Or why do you bother doing it? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask you this. Would you prefer to write 3 poems in one day or have a 20-minute ride in a speedboat? Genuinely. haven't got to the end. I can give you more details about the speedboat.
Yeah.
50 knots.
Speedy.
No, it's tangled up.
Oh.
There's a rope wrap around it. Oh. 50, you have to undo 50 knots. There we go, innit?
Does my 20 minutes start?
When you get there.
Oh, it starts when I get there.
Yeah, so you'll have... Hopefully you can do the knots in 10 minutes.
50 knots in 10 minutes is 5 knots a minute, 20 seconds a knot.
12 seconds a knot.
12.
The poems.
Yep.
Two of them are good.
Yes.
But one of them you realised at the end that you'd actually written that before, a couple of years ago.
So it's an old poem.
It's a Hitler one.
Ah, yeah.
So it's one new one.
Uh-huh.
One good one.
Uh-huh.
And one's in a language you don't understand.
Oh. Is it dark?
In the cafe?
No, with the speedboat. Can I see the knots?
You can see the knots.
Oh, and by the way, interesting side point. I've never sat on a rope.
It's an interesting side point. It's the first ISP of the podcast.
Have you?
Have I ever sat on a knot?
On a rope.
Yes. I would hazard a guess I've sat on the same rope as Ben and Joe.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Midhurst Primary, 1985. Mm. Go on then, Tim. Poetry or speedboat?
Speedboat.
Okay, so let's carry on with the interview. What music would you like under the interview, Timmy?
Like racehorse music.
What? Okay. Tim!
Yes.
It's going to be a faster paced interview than I'd hope. Tim's a bit of a nothing name. What name would you prefer?
Delilah.
Delilah. I would prefer Delilah. Delilah.
Delilah.
I wish I was called Delilah. Please list four types of dreams that you've ever had. Four types of dreams. One, two, three, four.
I once had a little old nightmare, Alex. I once had a dream where I saw a lion on my bed. I once had a dream where I thought I woke up, but I hadn't. I once had a dream with a girl, Alex.
Okay, well, no, that's the first half of the interview done. I can't do the rest at that pace.
I'll choose a different style of music.
Okay. The four official types of dreams are daydream, nightmare, wet dream, solid dream. Okay.
What happens in a solid dream?
You know what happens in a solid dream. Okay, what style of music for the second part?
Sleuth music.
Sleuth music. That's good for the... Very appropriate for the questions I've got here. Who?
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 Who? Is the tallest woman you've ever met? Insightful interview. The tallest woman.
Hannah.
Who?
Hannah.
Who? Oh, sorry, Hannah.
Hannah.
I did the who over your Hannah. Which Hannah?
Hannah Begbie.
How tall?
Probably about 5'10".
Just over average height.
Who?
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 Who? Who is the friendliest man you've ever met, and were they too friendly?
Zach. Zach Simons.
Zach Simons. If you're out there, you're too friendly.
What? Not too friendly.
What?
Nice level.
Not are your top 15 rivers?
Top 15?
15 rivers.
Ganges. The Nile.
The Nile.
Yes, the Nile, yep. The Trent.
The Trent.
The Trent.
The Trent.
Alright, there's 12 left, isn't it?
The Y. The Thames.
Thames. 10 left.
Everest. Trent.
Trent again there, number 9. 8 more.
The 7.
No, 8.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Not given.
Zambezi.
Bollocks.
You've got to make up words.
Chowder.
More like it. River Chowder.
Chowder. Mm.
5 left.
The Danube.
This was a brief explanation of why you like them so much.
Went to the Danube with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pointing at Mark at that point.
The
Seine.
Uh-huh. Two more.
The Dnieper.
One more.
Can I do the last one with no music? Trent. Nottinghamshire.
Last one, just a bit of... well, I don't know, what sort of music do you want? Just the last one, one quick question.
Oh, just basic music.
Basic music.
Standard music.
Mm-hmm. Basic standard music.
Ah.
How often do you do something that you're a bit ashamed of?
I sometimes do something I am a bit ashamed of.
Sometimes is your answer, is it? How often? Sometimes. Can you be more specific about both the things that you've done that you're ashamed of and how often you've done them, please?
About maybe about once a month.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit more specific about what it is that you do once a month.
Wasting time.
So the answer is you waste time once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Poetry. Talk us through the process, right from the start, right to the end.
Pen out.
Pen out.
Parchment out.
So you've got two things out now?
Mm-hmm. Boy out. And then whatever ideas come to mind.
Yeah, so there are three things out and then you're waiting for ideas.
Waiting for ideas. Click the fingers. Wait for ideas. Strum the table.
With your
pen. Boy. And then out they come. Out the ideas come.
Out the ideas
come.
Down they go.
There they go. Yeah. And usually takes about... Do you want to know? You haven't asked the question, but do you want to know how long each poem takes?
Yes, I do. And where you're writing this, with your pen and your boy and your parchment?
In my flat.
Okay.
Yeah, in the study.
Mm-hmm.
And each one takes about 5-10 minutes to write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe less.
As low as 2 minutes?
As low as 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 45 seconds. I've written a poem in 45 seconds.
And then you just put them out on eBay?
Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter how good they are.
Mm-hmm. What's the highest anyone's bought one for?
I never sold a poem.
You should put them on eBay.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, it's a good,
really
idea.
Good idea.
Should we put one on eBay now?
Yeah,
why not?
Okay,
I don't know how to do it.
Mark knows.
Do it for next week.
Yes, we'll put after this.
You have to write it and sign it, and then put it on eBay.
Why are we signing it?
But you sign it.
Why are we signing it?
Because then it's an original by the.
Oh.
Why don't you write it now if you think you can write them so quickly?
Well, I'm going to ask you that.
Why don't you fuck off?
Hey, can you help me write a poem?
Yes.
Okay. Right, I'm going to write a poem.
Okay.
Over some music.
I often start with a mm-hmm. like a adjective, like a or the.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the.
Yeah.
Is the banjo going to kick in? Probably kick in at some point. Is it one word at a time each? One word each?
Could be. I'd have a noun next.
Fat or something? It's a fat.
My mum, I was playing Scrabble with my mum and the other day.
Carol.
And she... I put down a word and she challenged it because it was a noun. And she thought you can't have nouns.
In Scrabble?
Mm. But you can't have proper nouns like London.
Mm.
But you can have nouns like pot.
You can have proper nouns these days. They change the rules.
The anecdote, though. Nick, the anecdote. Ed, sorry. Is she going downhill, Carol?
She's not going uphill.
Thee! We've got thee! And I've put in... I'm going to put in...
I've put in... Now, I've put in...
The scent.
The scent? Okay. And I'm back in, yeah?
You're back in.
Of. Another adjective now, I think.
Large.
Oh, yeah.
The scent of large.
Elms.
I'm going to do a comma there.
Mm-hmm. Am I back in?
Mm-hmm.
Overpowering. Oh, I've got another one. Can I go again straight away?
No, I'll put another comma in then.
Okay.
Setting up for you.
Yep, frankly.
The scent of large elms. Overpowering, frankly. Can...
Someone...
Please...
Pinch...
A...
Boys...
Trousers... And that's it, is it? That's the process.
Well, read it back and let's see what we've got. Can you dramatise it, please, Ben?
The scent of large elms, overpowering, frankly. Can someone please pinch a boy's trousers? Poetry.
Pretty good.
better than usual.
It's not the same sort of standard.
Well, let's shut up for a bit because I have a feeling.
Oh, wow, shut up!
The two horn players have a song about hope. Are you ready, Mark and Joe?
Yep. I found a hat. I was all alone. I found a hat, and so I took it home. Now in the shed I've got a hat. I found some cash. I was all alone. I found some cash, and so I took it home. Now in the shed I've got a hat and some cash. I found a map. I was all alone. I found a map, and so I took it home. Now in the shed I've got a hat, some cash and a map. I found a toy house. I was all alone. I found a toy house, and so I took it home. Now in the shed I've got a hat, some cash, a map and a toy house. I found a dog. I was all alone. I found a dog, and so I took it home. Now in the shed I've got a hat, some cash, a map, a toy house and a dog. I found some community chess cards. I was all alone. I found some community chess cards, so I took them home. Now in the shed I've got a hat, some cash, a map, a toy house, a dog and some community chess cards. I found... I was all alone.
Wait, stop. Did you find a Monopoly set?
I suppose I did. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it.
Quicker
like
just to say that at the beginning and then didn't have to do the rest of it.
Sorry, yeah.
There we go, Tim. That's a song about hope. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
How early did you spot the link between the items?
Community chess cards.
Mm. And then he tried to say boot in the next bit, but he sort of got all tangled up.
Yeah, he got tangled up.
Ended up saying nothing.
You'd lost the boot. Well, listen, do you remember when we both wrote some children's songs?
Yeah.
Well, I've got three here. This is about 5 years ago we tried to write some children's songs, breaking that market. They haven't been put to music yet. We're going to put one of them to music. Auntie Maureen's Gravy, Things I Haven't Done Yet, or My Favourite Hat Has Flowers On. Which one would you like?
Mm. I think My Favourite Hat Has Flowers On.
Okay. That's the rhythm. And then you can sing the chorus. I'll hand that over to you.
All right.
Yeah. This is a song for all you children out there.
Oh, kids.
I'll try again. This is a song for all you kids out there.
Whether you be 5 or 10.
So this is a song for all you 5 or 10-year-old kids out there.
Climb down from your trees, get off your swings,
and listen to the hit song My Favourite Hat Has Flowers On.
Wash your mouth out with soapy water.
Okay.
Go to bed.
Okay. And then in the morning, listen to this hit song. My favourite hat has flowers on, they're pink and green and blue. My favourite coat is blue and red and it has flowers too. And the chorus.
Flowers, flowers, smiling up at me. Flowers, flowers, pretty as can be.
Second verse. My teddy bear's called Dandelion because that's the name I chose. My mummy let me name the cat and she's called Daisy Rose. Flowers,
flowers, there's a bumblebee. Flowers, flowers, sitting by the tree. Chorus is always different.
Two more verses. There doesn't seem to be another chorus. Let's just sing another chorus.
Oh, I'll do another chorus.
Daffodils and buttercups, I love all the flowers. I sometimes stare at lavender for hours and hours and hours. I also quite like football and eating apple pie and digging holes and singing songs and flying in the sky.
Flowers, flowers, my daddy has a shed. Flowers, flowers, and a little baldy head.
Flowers,
flowers, flowers, flowers,
flowers, flowers, flowers, flowers,
flowers, flowers, flowers, flowers.
Oh, Tim, do you fancy a quick game of who's eaten the most types of food?
Okay,
let's play it then. Who's eaten the most types of food?
All right. Shall I start you off?
No, I've got the rules.
Ah.
And you need an instrument to play in this one. What would you like to play? Is it guitar?
Plate.
Oh, it might be plate, I think.
I'll play plate.
Plate and can? Okay. Plate and can. That's right. Okay, so you're all going to play your instruments. I'm going to list foods, and you stop playing if you haven't eaten that type of food. Okay, everyone happy with that? G today, please. G. Ooh. Can you play your can and G?
Oh, yeah.
A bit closer to the
plate. Plate is a G. No.
Lovely.
As luck would have it.
Yeah. Okay, so if you all start playing, just something quite fruity, please. So remember, you stop playing your instrument if you haven't eaten the type of food that I'm listing. So let's see who has eaten the most types of food. Butter. They've all eaten butter. We're heading east for sushi. Oh, yeah. They've all chomped some sushi. Back to the west, salad cream, salad cream, salad cream. And we're all still in. Okay. A bird that isn't chicken or turkey. A bird that isn't chicken or turkey.
Duck!
We've got a duck over here from Tim. Which type of bird, Ben?
Pheasant.
Lovely. Gazpacho! Gazpacho. Hey, everyone, yuck! Gazpacho. Why have you eaten gazpacho, Will?
I didn't enjoy it, but I can't remember why.
It was there, something like that?
Yeah.
Because it was there. Something like a baked bean pie from Greggs. So a non-traditional food from Greggs. Ed, which one?
Chicken katsu.
Yeah, the new one. Dill.
I was out on the last round.
Have you not eaten something exotic from Greggs, Will? Give it a go. A lasagna that they cooked themselves.
Ooh. I've done that.
Really? You're all amazing guys. Wafer thin ham, walnuts, a pill, like an E or something like that. Or vitamin C. Oh, he's back in. Mackerel, pilchards, tuna, battered sausage, snails, crocodile. We lost Joe some time ago. Oh. It's just guitar and drums who have both eaten crocodile and snails and taken ease. Any part of any animal's head other than prawns. Any part of any animal's head other than prawns. So yes from Ben. Mark?
Yeah?
Which part of the which head?
Pig's cheek.
Ben?
Skate's cheek.
Skates don't have heads. They're all
they
one
do.
Big head.
Cod's cheeks as well.
All right. Crayons. They've both eaten crayons. We've only got three more. Dust. Then we had fish fingers.
You'd
and
have
oak.
Had dust with what? Something. It'd have been in something.
Why would you eat dust?
I'm not saying you'd cook dust, but if you're like having a cake or something.
Oh yeah, Rachel, maybe some dust
all
cake.
Right. All right, I know what you're doing there. So you were both out on dust.
Both out on dust.
Well done, you've both eaten a lot. The last two were fish fingers and then oak. Tim. Two more songs from the band.
Yes.
One is about a car horn. One is about Emma. Oh, that will give it away. One is about a car horn. One is about a car horn and one is about names. Which one would you like first?
I'd like the one about the car horn.
Go on then, Bill.
The horn on my car is broken.
Oh, lovely.
But don't be scared. A Cub Scout will fix it. Beep repaired. Beep repaired. Beep repaired. Beep repaired.
Not very good.
Okay, and the next one is about names.
Not very good at all. I mean, no offence, because I think you do some good stuff, but that was crap.
Did you get it?
Maybe not.
Well, you're in for a treat then, if you didn't. This is quite similar. One, two, three.
I'm immensely proud to know so many names. Cilla Black, Peter Crouch, John Smith and Claire Danes. My name knowledge leaves me feeling simply overjoyed. But I don't know Clement Freud's daughter's name. Emma Freud.
Oh, as in Emma Freud.
Yeah.
Is it worth him singing the last bit three more times?
I like that one.
Ooh!
I could have dramatised the punchline.
Yeah, might be worth doing that. And also make it sound a bit more like I'm Afraid.
Okay.
Well, Tim, before you go, it's time for our regular game of Range Rover.
Ah.
Of course, listeners to the podcast will be aware this is where our guest shows off their vocal range.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who does the most notes from low to high at the end of the series receives a Range Rover. You can drive, can't you, Tim?
Just a bit.
Maximum speed?
40.
Minimum speed?
0. Less than 0.
Backwards?
No, 0. Oh.
So, let's start with your lowest note, and then we'll count from there till we get to your highest note.
Okay. Mm. Am I saying words or just noises?
At the moment, these are words.
Are they? And in the game, lose those, just noises?
Lose them, yeah. Just... Yeah, we call them notes, but notes. Noises is
notes.
Fine.
Ah. Right.
Oh. That's a good start.
We started with... Okay, then work your way up from there. One. Next one. Oh, dear. Two.
Quite a leap, that, wasn't it?
It's going to be a lowest range. So it's going to be higher than that. Three. You go up from there. Four.
Four.
Finished?
Nope, do one more.
Okay.
Hang on.
A bit louder.
I think I finished.
So four.
Four.
Tim Key scores four in Range Rover.
What's the record?
Mid-30s. Mariah. Well, you can go in a second. Before you go, just worth checking in on your finances. How much money have you got?
£70,000.
Good.
And that's just in the bank, raring to go.
Ready and raring.
So you've also got assets.
Assets, yeah.
Got a mortgage?
Yep, but I'm paying it off. By hook or by crook.
Mm-hmm. How much money do you want from me?
For you to give to me.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Because of the situation.
Ah.
Mm. Do you want music under the situation explanation?
Yeah.
Can we have situation explanation music, please, guys? Situation. Explanation. Why do you want my money?
Because I'm paying too much money to your son, my godson.
Why are you paying my son, your godson, too much money?
Because I bought him a Kindle.
And your Kindle is linked to your Amazon account.
So every time that boy buys a book...
That boy has a name.
Thomas.
Which we're not going to reveal on the podcast.
Jack. Jackie.
Every time Jackie...
buys a book...
you pay for the book.
Out of my Amazon account. And my God, can that boy read?
Yes, he can read. Yes, he's nine. Well, nearly nine. Eight.
How old is he?
Eight and a half. Jackie. How much money per month are you spending on Jackie?
He's reading a lot. Probably spend each month maybe... £100? No, maybe less. Maybe 60.
But we're near... £800 a year.
£800 a year?
On books.
On books.
On books.
On books.
£800 a year.
On books.
So how much money do you want from me?
£800 a year would seem a good amount.
No, but then you wouldn't have given any money to your godson, my son... Jackie. It's going to be under 800. I'm not going to pay you £800 a year. Otherwise, I'm buying the books.
500.
I'll go up from 500.
Oh, big guy.
510.
All right. Well, let's say 510.
Okay, how do you want me to pay you?
Cash.
Installments?
No, I know what I want you to do. I want to change my details over, so I'm using your credit card on my Ocado account.
You have an Ocado account?
Yes, sir, I do.
How much money do you spend per month on your Ocado account?
About...
Are you trying to do 510 divided by 12? £40 a month on your Ocado account.
£40 a month.
Will the bills come to me?
I don't know. I've put your card in.
You have already? I haven't given you my card details yet.
No, but you gave your producer the card to pay for the pizza before. Oh. And I took
is that true? Last week?
Off. Just now.
Yeah, but the pizza came last week.
Oh, last week.
Okay. Well, that's fine with me. So before we go, worth saying goodbye to the band. And band, if you can say goodbye to Tim. I've got the Tim Key goodbye song. I've written some lyrics. I'll hand them out now.
Should we take one, pass them on?
It's that bottom bit.
Did you enjoy the podcast? Did you enjoy being on the podcast, Tim?
Yes, very much.
Because?
No, it's quite a good atmosphere, isn't it? It's a good vibe. Mm-hmm. What I love about it is that you all seem to be friends, like, off stage.
Scene.
Such good actors.
Okay, what style of music would you like the Goodbye Tim Key song to be
who
in?
Who sits there? Like...
So, give us a country first, I suppose, and then...
Oh. Grease.
Grease.
So some music from Grease, please, guys. Is that all we need? That's all we need. Yeah. Oh. No, not the movie. No, not the movie. Nice. The country.
That's Grease.
The music from Greece, please. The music from Greece. So we all start the first line together, remember? As the lyrics suggest. And wait till the pianist starts playing. He's got his arms crossed. Worming his way in. One, two. Goodbye. Vitamin C.
Goodbye, Tim Key.
Afternoon tea.
Goodbye, Tim Key.
Caspian Sea.
Joshua Tree, goodbye,
Tim Key. Didn't take long to write that one. Rhyme zone, four syllables.
Rhyme zone.
Clapped in four syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. We need to play out with some music then. Any final words, Tim?
No.
No, before you die. What are you going to say before you die? What do you reckon it'll be?
It's now or never.
And then you die?
Yeah.
It's now or never.
Yeah.
And how will you die?
Plummeting. Toppling, then plummeting.
Tim, this is Mark.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Mark.
Esther's husband.
The formidable Esther.
Yeah.
Mark, you won't believe this. He's a people person. He likes people, don't you?
I do.
Do you like people called Daniel?
Yes, love them.
Do you like old women?
I love old women.
There we go. Joe, are you a people person?
Yes, I am.
There's two people persons there, and they're, of course, called people people. When you have more than one people person, it's people people. They're people people. People people. People people. People people.
I love people, I do. I also like people. You're a people person too. Together with people, 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 people we are. And being people, people will get us very far. We're people, 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 people. We're people, people. We're people, 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 people. We're people, people.
They're people, people. People, people. You enjoying the song so far, Tim?
Loving it.
So far.
So far.
Two people, people, to my right, but Ed Sheldrake. What sort of a person is he? He's not in this song because he couldn't remember any of the words. He found it too difficult. Whereas Will Collier, he's not a people person.
That's right.
Personally, I don't really like people that much. One at a time is fine as long as we don't touch.
I'm more of a person, seriously I am. And the only person that I like is Dan.
Oh, so you're a person. You like one person, and that person was the Daniel I referred to earlier.
That's right, yeah.
When I asked Mark if he likes Daniels.
Yep.
You knew which Daniel I was referring to.
Yep.
The one Daniel that you like.
Bedingfield.
Okay. Two people, one person.
Yep.
I wonder what sort of a person Ben is. He looks like a person, is he? Let's find out.
Although I'm a person too, I don't like Dan. The single object of my appreciation is Gran.
Oh, so you are a person too, but you don't like the Daniel I refer to. You like the old woman I refer to when I ask Mark which people.
So that makes us person-people.
Person-people, cool. People with person-people.
And person-people rule. So that makes us person-people.
Yes, I think it does. Have you something to add?
Yes, I think I really must.
Oh, no, so you've got something to add.
Mate.
I thought we just had it sorted. Two people and two person.
Well...
Or two-person people, is that the problem?
Well, between us there's two persons of which we really like. But two persons are people.
Person, you are right.
People were people just like you. You thought we were person-people, how little people knew.
I see, okay, so you are person-people because there's two of you.
Yep.
But because you like two different persons, yep. They're people, Dan and Gran. So that makes you people. You're all people. People.
Together with people, we are. And being people will get us very far. Together with people, we are. And being people will get us very far.
A bit quicker.
Together with people, we are. And being people will get us very far.
One more time.
Together with people, we are. And being people will get us very far.
People. So there's that one. And then just carry on that refrain as I say thank you to all the listeners. Thank you, everyone. You've been listening to the Horn Section podcast with Nike on piano. Nike, is it?
Ed.
Sorry, I thought it was Nike. Ed Sheldrake on piano. Will Collier on bass. Ben Reynolds on drums. Joe Auckland on trumpet and banjo.
People.
Mark Brown still singing on saxophone and guitar.
People.
Our special guest was Tim Key.
People.
This has been a Deezer original podcast called the Horn Section Podcast. We will speak to you again soon.
When?
I don't remember. People.
People.
1, 2, 3, stop. If you want to hear some extra bits from this episode, sign up to Deezer at deezer.com or on the app to enter the magical bonus zone. Goodbye.
Deezer. Originals.